Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And I apologize for my voice today. Not sure what's going on. I think it's just allergies and such that I'm fighting. But I hope it's not too bothersome for you today. But good Monday to you. And how was church yesterday? We had a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. The Spanish started their Sunday school class and had a great time there with the Avilases. And it's good to have them part of our ministry here at Bible Baptist Church. And just a delightful Lord's Day and decisions made for Christ and just a great spirit in the church right now. And what a delight it was to be with the people of God. And I hope it was that way with you. And I hope you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart yesterday as well as you gathered with the people of God for the preaching of the Word of God. And we had just a wonderful Lord's Day here. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want to share something with you today from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, please. Beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God." Now, the church at Corinth was obviously a very troubled church, and it is by far and away the longest of the epistles to the churches. 16 chapters in 1 Corinthians, 13 more in 2 Corinthians. That's 29 chapters to one church. Almost all of 1 Corinthians is correcting some problem, rebuking them for their carnality. Paul said they were carnal, they were fleshly church. You can be saved and still live by the flesh, but we're not to live to the flesh after we're saved. The Bible says we no longer should live the rest of our time in the flesh to the will of man, but to the will of God. And so here he's straightening things out in the Corinthian church. You would not pattern your church after the church at Corinth. That would be a mistake. But we learn some valuable truths here in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. In these first five verses, valuable truths and then one surprise about the judgment. Let's look at it today, shall we? Number one, the first truth here is we are all ministers of Christ. Now, that doesn't mean, quote, reverend or anything like that. It means we're ministers. The word minister means servant. Joshua was a minister to Moses. It means he was a servant to Moses. You go all through Exodus and Joshua, and you'll read that his servant Joshua, or he had Joshua to his minister. All right? Jesus said, "I've come not to be ministered unto, but to minister." He came to serve. In fact, he told his disciples in Luke 22, "I am among you as he that serveth." We know in Luke 8, he had ladies that ministered to him and to the disciples. We have in Acts 13, as Paul and Barnabas and others were ministering to the church. They were serving the church. The Lord chose out Saul and Barnabas at that time to go on the first missionary journey. And so we have a ministry. We have a service to do. To who? To the saints, for sure. To other believers. The Bible says Jesus taught his disciples to wash one another's feet. What is that? Do the job of a servant. Serve each other. Serve the saints. Hey, many a home problem could be solved if you would just be a servant. Oh, if you would just be a servant at home. Are you a tyrant at home? Are you a servant at home? Do you seek to be served at home? Or do you seek to serve others in your home? If you get your mind off how are you serving me and how am I serving others, then you would be in much better shape and you could have a wonderful home. Let's minister to one another as saints. But we also have a ministry in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The Bible reminds us of our ministry to the lost. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18 says, "All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Notice the ending of each one of those verses. Verse 18, the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19, the word of reconciliation. Verse 20, be ye reconciled to God. Let me ask you a question. Have you reconciled anyone to God this week? We are in Christ's stead. We're here in his place. And we're to be asking people and begging people to be reconciled to God. I mean, Jesus did his part. He gave everything that he had. What do we give? Are we giving it everything we have to get the message out? To tell people we have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves? Oh, my friend, let's minister. Let's be servants to the saints and servants to the lost. But secondly, here in 1 Corinthians 4, the second thing I see is we are not just servants, but we're stewards. The Bible says we're not just ministers of Christ, but we're stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, the mystery was something that previously was unknown, but now God has made known to us. And the Bible says there's the mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, we know that when salvation comes, Christ comes to live in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God. We know in Colossians chapter 2, the Bible says, "In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." See, all we have has been given to us by God. We are stewards of what God's given us. Oh, I'm not just talking about material things, but I'm talking about wisdom and knowledge and the Word of God and the Holy Spirit and the Church of God. Material things, sure, money and looks and personality and all that, sure. But what do you have that you have not received? And who did we receive them from? Well, there's only one answer. It's God. So why would we boast as if we had something to do with it? A steward is a manager of what God has given to them. A steward is a manager. He's not the owner. He's just a manager of what he's been entrusted to by the owner. Now, the requirement is, it's required, verse 2, in stewards that a man be found faithful, dependable, reliable. How good of a steward are you of the Bible? Are you faithful? Are you dependable? Are you reliable? How about prayer? Are you faithful? Are you dependable? Are you reliable? How about the gospel? How about your money, your finances? How about your possessions? How about your church? How about your children? How about your job? How about your home? Are you faithful? You ought to be faithful. If you read the Bible once every 3 days, is that faithful? If your car only worked 1 out of 3 days, would you call it old faithful? I don't think so. If out of 5 days of the work week, you show up for 2 or 3, are you faithful? Absolutely not. So you understand, God says when you come to be a steward, all I'm asking is that you be faithful. You be dependable. I don't just want to read the Bible. I want to be faithful to read the Bible. I just don't want to pray. I want to be faithful to pray. I don't just want to attend church. I want to be faithful to attend church. I don't just want to tithe. I want to be faithful to tithe and give to God. I want to be faithful in rearing my children and training my children and caring for the home that God's given me. I want to be faithful as a steward of the mysteries of God. So we see we're servants, we're stewards, and then we see, thirdly, a judgment is coming. The Bible says here, Paul says it's a very small thing if others judge you, judge me, because I don't judge myself. He says, "Let's not judge one another till the Lord's come." Till the Lord comes. And then the Bible says he's going to bring to light the hidden things of darkness. The Bible says, "Well, you were sometimes in darkness, but now you're light. Walk as children of light." And what God says here, he's going to bring everything out into the light. He's going to bring the thoughts and intents of our heart. I mean, any pride, any envy, any jealousy, any lust, any evil thoughts, he's going to bring those things to light. And basically what he's reminding us of here is, if you'll judge those things now, then you won't be judged on them later. Take care of it now. If you confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Number two, he's going to make known the counsels of the heart. That means the thoughts and the motives of our heart. What it means is the Lord's going to reveal not just what we did, but why did we do it? The counsels of men's heart. Did I do what I did out of pride? Did I do what I did out of jealousy? Did I do what I did to get recognition? Or did I do it for the glory of God? You see, God knows. God knows what we're thinking. I know sometimes we say, well, I know why they did that. Well, no, what we should say is, I think I know why they did that. But we don't know for sure, because we can't read anybody's heart, but God can. God knows what we're thinking, and he's going to bring it to light one day. Now, that's a frightening thought to me. Is it not to you? Oftentimes, you think of that judgment, you think, boy, how embarrassing. How awful. That God's going to bring to light the hidden things, and God's going to reveal the counsel of my heart. But look at verse 5 again in your Bible. He says again that he's going to bring to light the hidden things of darkness, make manifest the counsel of the hearts. But look how it ends. And here's the surprise. And then shall every man have praise of God. I would think it would say, and then shall every man bow his head in shame. But the truth is, God says here, even when the counsels and the hidden things of your heart are going to be made manifest, I'm going to find something to praise every man for. My, oh my. Now, if God can find something in every man to praise him for, couldn't we do the same? I mean, what he's saying here is every Christian's accomplished something for God, something that he could receive praise for. You know, that's the amazing thing. God knows all about us. Hey, God knows the good, the bad, and the ugly, as they say. And yet he still loves me. And he'll still find something for which to praise me. The dying thief had no way to do anything for the Lord. The dying thief on the cross who called out and asked Jesus to save his soul. And he knows he can't expect any reward. But I wonder... if his praise wouldn't be all the people who've been saved through these many, many years by hearing or reading a sermon about the thief on the cross. And because that was in Scripture, he'll be commended for putting his faith in Jesus Christ. There'll be thousands step forward, and he'll receive a crown of rejoicing for the souls he helped bring to heaven. Surprise of the judgment? Yeah, every man shall have praise of God. Couldn't we do the same? I'd sure like to be that way. Why do we always have to find the bad? Why do we always have to find the negative and talk about that? Let's find something of which we can praise every man. So we're servants, we're stewards, and at judgment, every man shall have praise of God. Well, what a tremendous, tremendous time that'll be. Well, until that judgment, I'm going to serve, and I'm going to be a good steward of what God has entrusted to me. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Monday. I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow, of course, Tuesday. And I want to talk to you a little bit tomorrow about that phrase, I've decided to follow Jesus. And be some interesting thoughts there from Luke chapter 5. And I'll look forward to talking with you on our broadcast tomorrow. Thank you again for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Thank you to those of you who support us from time to time. We sure appreciate that. And if we can ever be a blessing or help to you, please email or give us a call. We'd love to be a help to you if we can. All right. Have a wonderful Monday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Schlabaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.